Hello guys, this is Shaladio coming to you once again on another episode of Random Gist. The title of today's Random Gist is Will You Wash Clothes for Your Boyfriend's Mother? Can you wash clothes for your boyfriend's mother on your first visit? Now, how did this come about? I have a very good friend I just recently met on Twitter. Her name is Adetomi, and she has a very interesting Twitter handle. Her Twitter handle is Arabirini, and she popped this question up 2 days ago, and it caught my attention on Twitter, so I decided to get stuck in with a tackle, just like Flamini, if you follow football. I got stuck into it with a tackle. Now, my initial response was rather very strong and sharp, which was that, look, if I am the man and I went in there with my girlfriend for the first time and there goes my mom into the bedroom and brings out a heap of clothes and says she should start washing them. Now, for me as a man, that is the high point of humiliation. As in, I mean, I expected a grand welcome for my girlfriend, and now see what has happened. Now, I saw a number of people who said that their parents are not like that, and they will never do such a thing. Now, there's something you don't understand about the way elders think. The fact that you can predict your parents ever since you were born because you grew up with them does not mean that you can predict them in matters like this. They can surprise you, trust me. I saw people out there say, my parents are not like that, my daddy is not like that, my mom is not like that. You'll be surprised though. They can shock you on such an occasion. And the thing about it is that when they want to shock you that way, they won't even tell you. So when such a thing happens, it's gonna be a complete surprise to both of you. Now let's analyze this question properly again. I have a girlfriend, and seriously, I want to marry this girl. The girl also wants to marry me, but I have not popped the ring yet. You understand? I have not gone on a bended knee formally, but we've reached that level. Come and get to know my parents and see if you like what you see. You understand? Or just come and get to know my parents so that they can, you know, it happens in life anyways, just check you out. I mean, basically. So this is the first visit. I see on a first visit, two things have to happen when I'm taking my girlfriend to see my parents. Number one, I want to present a very impressive front of my family to my girlfriend. Now, why do I want to do that? I want to be able to prove to her that she's coming into, she's marrying someone from a great family, and she's marrying someone from a family where they won't people essentially will not be nasty to her, let's put it that way. So I want to present the best, I want to give the best presentation of my family, so I wouldn't be expecting any foul play from my dad or my mom on such a day. I mean, I won't be expecting any tricks, let's put it that way. Now, also, my parents are not killjoys. My parents are not going to spoil my joy, because I've already told them 1 week ago that I'm coming in today with my girlfriend. And I've already hinted my parents that this appears to be the person. And if you have the sort of parents that I have, when you tell them that you are bringing such a person, they would have sat you down for an interview. And when I say interview, they're going to ask you, so who is this girl? Does she have a university degree? Now, I'm talking about my parents. I don't know what your own parents will ask. But my own parents will ask, does she have a university degree? Has she been to school? Where is she from? What part of the country is she from? Where do they live? What about her parents? What do they do? You know, so they're essentially going to dig around the girl's background to find out exactly who she is and where she is coming from. So that's going to be the basic interview process that they are going to put me through before the girl turns up. So, I mean, seriously, I would have gone through that preliminary interview before the girl ever sets foot in my house, you understand, or in their house. So now, having this information at their disposal, they would form an opinion of who she could be. Now, my parents know me very well. They know themselves and they know me very well, and they have an idea of who fits with me. Now, I am the one marrying, so I believe that I have the best idea of who should be married to me. I'm the one going out there on the street to look for someone to marry, you understand. But the thing about parents is that they have an idea of your makeup because they grew up with you, they brought you up. And what will happen is that they also have an idea, a very faint idea, of the kind of person that should be with you. Now, let's take out stuff like tribal sentiment. You know, in Nigeria, you have stuff like if it's not from your part of the country, you can't marry, blah, 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 blah. Now, let's take all those ones away. Now, I'm talking of behavioral patterns, you know, like pattern of behavior, character traits. So they have an idea of the kind of person that can live with you. They saw you flare up, they saw you misbehave, they saw you throw tantrums while you were a teenager. So they have an idea of the kind of woman that can live with you. They also know the kind of background that they have, financial background, and they know all these things. And then on this very nice day, you pop up with this lady at home, and the next thing is your mother just walks in and turns up with a bunch of clothes, hands them over to her, and says, begin to wash. Now, the big question is this: as a lady, are you gonna wash? Are you not gonna wash? As a man, are you gonna watch? Or you don't care? That is the big question. Now, I've seen all sorts of answers, and to be honest with you, I would not say that there is a wrong answer or there is a right answer. But I just want to drop these pointers, and these are the pointers. As a man, you are the person who's supposed to be in charge of the atmosphere and of the situation. So I would address the man first. So I'm the man, so I'll address myself or address all the men out there. Now, the number one question is this: what would your reaction be as a man if that actually happened? Now, I've seen people say, my parents are not like that, they cannot do such a thing. Calm down. Your parents can do it, and there's a reason why they will do it, and I'll explain that. So now let's ask, what will you do? Now, my initial reaction was that I would intervene to protect the lady. Now, why would I intervene to protect the lady? You must not also forget that the lady also has to make a decision as to whether she would marry me or not. So if I ruin that visit, or if that visit is ruined or spoiled for her, that would also affect my chances of getting a yes when I pop the ring. You understand? So really, as a man, I would intervene. Now, when I intervene, it will, now straight away, my sharp mind will know that is this a test of humility for her, or they just want to be nasty You understand? Now, my sharp mind will quickly detect that, and it will be a case of, if I know that it is actually a genuine need that those clothes be washed, I would intervene, take those clothes, get my girlfriend along, and say, hey, come over. So I will pick the clothes myself and go to the backyard with my girlfriend. I'll probably do the washing, and then she'll be gisting with me. So it will be like both of us actually did the washing. Now, for the lady, especially in Nigeria, if you intend to marry this guy, seriously, if you intend to marry this guy, my advice to you is say nothing. Let the guy take control. If the guy steps forward and intervenes in any way at all that he deems fit, keep your mouth shut. Seriously, keep your mouth shut and follow your guy. If the guy does not intervene, I have a problem. But for you to manage that situation properly, if the guy doesn't intervene, sit there like a buffoon and watches you, my advice to you is this: if you intend to marry this guy at all, take those clothes and wash them. If you don't intend to marry this guy, then you are free to decline. But you see, if you decline, just know that you're not going to marry this guy again. It's not going to happen. Do you understand? It's never going to happen. But then again, let's look at it from another angle. Even if it's a bad, we know that it's a bad treatment if the guy does not intervene. So what I'll do, if I was a lady, is to manage that situation, I could take the clothes, wash them, and then we've had a good visit. Then when I meet the guy on another day in private, I would have made up my mind whether I am breaking it off completely or not, based on how he handled the situation, because that could be a pointer as to whether he is going to fold his arms when in-laws try to batter you in marriage. I mean, I've heard of it in Nigeria that a lady was driven out of her matrimonial home by in-laws because she did not have a male child, and the guy sat down there like a buffoon watching his relatives and in-laws drive his wife away because she could only have three girls and no boy. Now, that incidence of washing clothes could be an indicator as to what would have happened in the future. So you see, there is no one shoe size fits all in this matter. What you have to do is, I mean, like I said, there's no right answer, there's no wrong answer, but know the implications of your decision. If you still want to marry this guy by any chance at all in the world, I would advise you to wash. If you have made up your mind already that you are not going to marry this guy, and you don't see any reason why you should go through that kind of situation, by all means, you are free to decline. But know that you are not coming back to that house again. I hope you know that. Just know that for yourself now. But very rarely would parents humiliate you. But if parents decided to do that, let me tell you something. There is a reason, and I'll tell you what the reason is. The reason could be that when your boyfriend told his parents about you, there was a clue that the guy left that your parents are rich people. And you see, if your parents are rich people, they also want to know whether you are the kind of material that should be marrying their son. They don't want one spoiled girl from one big family to come and mess up their son. So that will be the reason why they threw the clothes at you to wash, to bring you down to Mother Earth. And you see, if you miss that lesson there, you've blown it. And trust me, if you decline, that woman will stand against that guy's decision to marry you forever and ever. So be careful, especially in a place like Nigeria, how you handle this. And my time is up for 15 minutes. I was going to address this first question for 15 minutes. And I'll see you guys again on Twitter. I'll be doing another recording titled, "Will You Fetch Water for Your Girlfriend's Father to Flush the Toilet?" So that'll be the next recording. So see you guys later, right? Bye.